Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovely dwellers. Welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk, the podcast where we talk about all things Keller Williams and his music. So I've got a really good treat for you guys today here. So I had the pleasure of interviewing one of Keller's actual real live friends. Joe Volpe has known Keller since 1988. So I got to ask him all kinds of crazy questions and get some pretty good stories out of him. So I think it's pretty awesome. I had so many questions. We kept going back and forth via Messenger. Be like, oh, I forgot to ask you this. And he'd be like, oh, I forgot about this story. So I'm definitely going to have to bring him on again because he's got more stories. I've got more questions and we'll have another great episode. Before I get to the interview, I wanted to remind you guys that Keller's new album, Grit, drops on February 4th, which is his birthday. So just an FYI to keep your eyes out. That'll be here before we know it. Alrighty, here's the interview. Okay, so I'm here with Joe Volpe. He is an actual real life friend of Keller's. So, good sir, I have so many questions for you. I actually started typing up a list because I was so excited to chat with you today.
Nice. That's great. Well, hopefully can answer questions. There's definitely blocks of time that were very long ago when we were partying, so I might not remember certain times. But whatever you got, fire away.
Awesome. All righty. Well, first, let's get to know you a little bit. So I know you live in Colorado and you've known Keller since 1988. And that's the extent of my knowledge of you. So tell us about yourself.
So I grew up in Virginia, born in New York. And I'm actually a retired UPS driver. So I did a long run at UPS in Florida.
Wow.
So been all on the East Coast. And then we came out here in 17 and just came for the music and something new. And this is our tribe,
you
know, as far as people. So,
yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Living the dream. That's amazing.
So far. Yeah. It's been good.
Nice. Alrighty. So enough with the pleasantries. Let's dive right in. I got to know, how'd you meet Keller? Give us the scoop.
Okay, so I met Keller at a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh my God.
He had just started as a freshman at Virginia Wesleyan College. So this was September 2nd, 1988.
Oh, wow.
And my wife and Keller and a few people drove up to Capitol Center when it was still called Capitol Center at that time. That was the first time I met Keller with his guitar.
Wow.
It was... He was just a super kind dude from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So always so nice and just genuine.
Aww.
And that never changed. So he's just, he's a rare breed for sure.
Oh my God. So when you met him, was it like you met him backstage?
No, I met Keller getting out of my wife's car.
Oh.
At a concert. We're talking, we're all just kids.
Yeah.
Keller was 2 years younger than us.
Oh.
So 1988, I was 20. He was 18. Because we all went to college at the same place, you would just catch rides to shows. And so, he was getting out of her Nissan Stanza.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh
and
God.
So we all hung out, a lot of guitar playing, circles, smoking, chilling. And then we went to like four of the most amazing Grateful Dead concerts. It might have been five that year. I forget. So, very good bonding session.
Oh, my God. You really are living the dream. Holy shit.
Amazing. It was fun. I feel blessed. I feel blessed to have had those experiences.
Wow. I'm really impressed. What a great story. Like just right out of the gate, getting to the good stuff.
It's always been that way with this kid. I've always called him a kid because he's a couple of years younger than me.
Oh my
and
God.
So, it's always been this way. Just amazing stories, amazing times, super good vibes because he's always got super good vibes.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
You can feel that in his music. It's
right.
There's always goodness in the music.
And just taking the time to do the pictures with people and get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
for sure.
He's down to earth. He's at our level. He's not better than us.
He's legit.
Yeah, he's among us. Yeah,
he's way legit.
He's totally legit.
Yeah, for sure.
So you met him and started hanging out with him before
when we were in school. So the deal is, he was a freshman. I was a sophomore. I was kind of on my way out because I couldn't keep school together.
Oh,
so yeah, so 89 came around and that was it. I left Virginia Wesleyan. So he was still at Virginia Wesleyan. And so we would always hang out at shows. 89 summer was one of the most direct, where it was just him and I in my 1979 Dodge van. Selling Guatemalan clothes, totally doing the parking lot thing. Yeah, so
that's unreal.
That was good. He and I didn't like hang out a lot at school. Mm-hmm. I lived in an apartment off campus. Keller was in a dorm room called Kellum. I think it was Kellum Hall was the name of his dorm room. So now his roommates, which we're all still in contact with from back then, of course, they would all have good stories. You know, a few of them actually are a dweller. So if they want to announce anything they know, yeah, you know, they know who they are. They can speak up. That's up to them.
Yes. I would love to get an email.
So yes, they were roommates. They had lots of parties, lots of music when times that I were not even around because I left college when they were all still at college.
So there's stories.
89. Uh-huh. There's stories upon stories of other people who are involved with the group. Oh, it's up to them if they would like to speak up to share those things.
Oh, that's so exciting. I hope they do. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
So one of my questions, I still want to talk more about the history, but one of the questions I do have is, did you watch the Cellar shows? Were you on there?
Yeah. Religiously.
Oh.
Yeah. Because at that time, with everything going on, our last show was Keller. Mm-hmm. I want to say at the Caribou Room here in Colorado in Ned. Ooh. And he was telling us about all this before it actually happened. And Emily speaking with him, then things just started to unfold from the very beginning. It was a Wednesday night ritual for sure. On that, we were Dawn Joe Volkswagen, I think is what it, because we used to have a VW 1990 pop top Westfalia that saw a bunch of shows. So that was our dweller name.
Nice.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that one. I don't think, did he never give you shout outs?
Every once in a while.
I'll have to listen. Maybe I just glazed over it because I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, he would say, something like Joe Dawn Joe, something like that. A lurking doo-doo. Joe and Dawn and Joe and Dawn and Joe and Dawn and Joe test.
I probably have heard it.
Along where he would make other comments like Jay and Leslie. Yeah.
Jay and Leslie, summertime in the mountains, all snowy and stuff.
I'll find that clip and I'll put it in here. Because
at the very beginning, we were there a lot, but there was a few shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. I was just curious, like how his friends, he's got people he knows in real life. I always wonder how they view his music. Like it's part of your life, not just as a courtesy, but you genuinely enjoy his music. I guess that's what I'm going for.
Oh, absolutely. Like I'm still kids fanboy straight up. Like after a show, after a dweller show, I'd send him a text to be like, bro, that was so smoking.
Oh.
You know, things like that. Yeah. Yeah. I have so much love for Keller and his family. And just the road, the road that they went on from the beginning, living out of vehicles, just the two of them selling, her being in charge of the merch and him playing. And, there are just total respect for, what they got going on. And Virginia, I have family in Virginia. So I have never been to their place, but I'll have to put it on the list. So
I think that the Cellar is like, what's it called? A pilgrimage. I'm like, I'm on a pilgrimage to go to the Cellar.
Sure. Well, it became its own entity, which was very cool. And the interaction with people and how real it was to create these relationships that now have spawned into so many relationships and so much love and people's like-mindedness for the music and the foundation of just being kind. And so it's like, it's truly amazing that this has grown into this, and props mm-hmm. to all you guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, sure. It's so funny because it's like, we're all motivated by love and happiness. And I'm like, what a great group of people to just be around all the time. It's just, we're constantly spreading love to each other. It's great.
Well, and the way it just, one thing connects into the next. So for instance, a great show I've been wanting to go to right up the street, Hillbender's doing Hoograss.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, hopefully I say it right, Tennyson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, is it Tennyson?
Okay. It is Tennyson.
He and I are going to meet and go to the show tomorrow together. We bought seats side by side.
Oh.
And this never would have happened if it wasn't for this.
I know. Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. So that all actually happened today after that little thread that you were involved in.
Oh.
So yeah, super cool. So, you know, I'm very excited because he lives about 30 minutes from my house. So we'll both just meet up over there.
That's awesome.
So, look at how the family spreads. I know. Just well, like that.
Maybe soon we'll get you on Discord. That's the next step.
Okay. Again, the techie stuff is like, you know, it was hard enough. Thank God this phone had my facial recognition because I can't even remember password. So even if I write it down, yeah, it's bad. And I used to like be a taper back in the day when Jerry was alive and all. Oh yeah. But now everything's changed so many years later. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I have kids. They can help me.
Yeah. Well, I've always wondered, why do people tape the shows? Isn't that like a lot of work to go through all that stuff? Like, is it fun?
Absolutely. Because it's just like anything that you're passionate about. When you meet other like-minded people who are into the equipment and the archiving and the moments that sometimes, like for instance, I have things that I have done on my phone that Keller's never seen. You know, Martin Sexton stuff.
Yeah.
He never saw some of that stuff, but I was up top shooting that. And so he was super stoked. So yeah, I mean, because I was into that then, but then kind of not in the tech now and all this digital stuff, you know, I just like to shoot my pictures and my video but yes, no, it was a foundational thing that then just like the dead with jam bands and people meeting each other and like-mindedness. It's like, yeah, the tapers were a huge part before all of this digital world. It was all about the tapers. So like all that stuff that's on archive and re-listen. And if it wasn't for the tapers before digital world kicked in, you know, in the early 90s, I guess, as far as portable equipment.
Yeah.
Thank God for the tapers.
I know. That archive.org just blows me away. There's so many, so many good shows. And I listen to them over and over. And I'm like, thank God someone documented this. Now I'm kind of a snob. I'm like, aren't there any tapers here? Are we not going to get to listen to this again? I get mad when no one's taping it. It's like, I guess, you could start doing it for your own satisfaction. Like maybe I should start taping so I can listen to it again. And you just put it out there and share it. That's what it is.
Well, if you have the equipment and you go to a show, I'm sure Lou would give you a very simple patch to a recording device. No problem.
Huh.
Interesting. For reals, because there are so many. Those guys hard drive everything, I'm assuming. I think they do because I spoke to them about it. So I'm pretty sure every single thing goes on some form of a hard drive that he has for himself. But I don't think it's an issue for him to go ahead and do that. But again, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, you know.
Definitely.
But thank God again for the tapers and the archiving, the opportunity for us to have these flashbacks with music and relive moments that happened 20 years ago and it brought you there like Star Trek. And you're like, oh yeah.
Oh God, so, yes. Oh
yeah.
It's amazing. So if he records everything he does, in theory, he should have digital recordings of all the Cellar episodes?
Yes. I'm assuming that they probably do. And just like I can't speak on anyone's behalf, but I can give an example of what I saw with the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And as that stuff becomes your retirement plan, straight up.
Oh.
So a lot of it will not be released probably. And then years go by and all of a sudden you're like, hey, look at all this stuff. And that becomes your long-term additional retirement plan.
Wow.
And that's what the Grateful Dead did. This whole Dead & Company thing is a whole different ball of wax.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as releases and videos, and I'm pretty sure that...
Hmm.
I can't speak on things I don't know, but I can speak on things I've seen in life. And, you know, now being 54, like, okay, there's some comparisons. If I was him, I would do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that absolutely, and you let anyone do audience stuff. And, but then there's some special stuff that, you then make into something later and it becomes revenue and it's good business.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
Not just straight up.
I do have one more dead question. Were you there for the Gatecrasher Suck incident?
And I never missed the Deer Creek show from 89 to 95. I was happy just to be alive on my yearly Indiana vacation. That was cut short by a bunch of jealous party bashing, buzz thrashing, gate crashing, stanky ass bastards.
No,
I
was not. Keller and I, we did the 89 Alpine Deer Creek, and Deer Creek was where I think that song happened and those experiences. Yeah. I did not then go to any of those. No, but definitely the Alpine night, you know, when I was 19 at Alpine Valley. You know, that experience was, I'm pretty sure he and I in the van or something of that form. But, you know, things become amalgams, experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
just
do that.
Just like, you know, porta potty girl.
Life zipped up, went back to that porta potty. My sweet little lover was gone. But I fell in love in the porta potty line, in the parking lot of some show.
You know, so yeah, shows are shows and things happen and you show up and people are all electric and it's after the show. And I actually did ask him about that because I have a very vivid memory of him and this girl named Paige who show up back at the entryway of my van right before we're about to start vending. And we were all very electric after second night of Alpine Valley. And I asked him about that and he specifically said, no, that is an amalgam of many different experiences.
I always kind of wondered.
Yeah. And I truly appreciate with all these artists how their personal experiences become music. And it's a beautiful thing. It's like true art. It really is.
I love explaining Keller's style to people that don't listen to him. I love using the example of the song where he loses his remote and it's in the fridge where the mayonnaise is. And I love that. Talking about that song, I'm like, that's one of my favorite songs just because it's such a simple, stupid story. Like you're imagining it in your head, like you're in the moment there. And it's like that silly little moment, he just turns into a great fun song. And I'm like, that's how I explain him to people. I'm like, he takes silly moments and makes them fun. And that's what
absolutely.
I love about it.
Absolutely. So many just real experiences. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, for sure. That's awesome. Amazing.
All right. So what other questions do I have? Oh, have you ever gone? Well, you have gone to a show. Never mind. How often do you see Keller live?
Since I've moved to Colorado, I have been so blessed because I about 4 or 5 times a year. And in the last 7 years, I've probably seen him a lot more than the block of time when I was a UPS driver. It's been very, very, I've been very blessed, blessed. Like we'll be able to go see him in a couple of weeks at the Mission Ballroom opening up for Salmon. So that's
nice.
Coming up. Yeah. So, and then he's doing those 4 nights in March. So we'll go do one of those up at Ned at the Caribou Room because that's like 45 minutes from the house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fun.
That's great.
It is for sure. Cause the Caribou Room has a real tight connection as far as with Salmon. I mean, the interwovenness of all these musicians. So yeah, it's like
it's magical.
Vince Herman. Yeah. Vince Herman's wife is in charge of that place and his son works at that place. Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's very, very intertwined, which is super cool as far as that room.
Cool.
Yeah. It is very cool. It is fun. And all these guys playing together are fun. And I have met and hung out with some of the nicest guys in these bands and they are just real people, just like Keller, you know, whether it's Keith from Cheese or Andy Hall from the Dusters or, you know, it's just been really good. You know, Dave Watts from the Motet. He's local here to Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Unfortunately, yeah, Dave Watts' house burned down. We had a bunch of fires.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, there's been a bunch of GoFundMe set up for Dave Watts of the Motet. Wow. Yeah, he lost his house and everything, him and his son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that just happened. So, yes, there's a lot of musicians here, which is very, very cool. So you'll see that, especially up in Keystone. So, for instance, the Mountain Orchid people, you will see a lot of really cool video shots of Keith and Panda from the Dusters, and you know, whether it's Keller coming through or just those local guys. And so, yeah, you'll see a lot of really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, really connected. Very nice people. Well, just like Keller.
Just like
Keller. Yeah, yeah.
So besides listening to live music, what do you do in your spare time?
Right now, I can't play frisbee golf anymore because we have a bunch of snow on the ground. But disc golf, I am a hardcore disc golf player.
Nice.
Yeah, my wife is a massage therapist.
Oh.
And
that'd
I
be
also
handy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so she has an office here in the house. And then another one down the street. But then I'm also a route manager for a dry cleaning company.
Oh.
So in Boulder, yeah, I do that to fill my time during the day. So
nice.
Super chill.
Yeah. Keep you out of trouble.
Absolutely. Which is very important. Very important. For sure.
So what kind of hobbies does Keller have? What do you know about what he does in his spare time?
You know, I don't actually. I know what during the pandemic at one point, we had a disc golf conversation about him buying frisbees for his kids.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that was something that I know that they were doing a little bit of. I don't know the extent, but he specifically reached out. And so that was super cool.
That
was definitely.
Nice.
You know, it's like the life that he has set up where, you know, it's so many days on, so many days off. You know, those are some details that we actually haven't gotten into. So that kind of makes me a slack friend, though, I guess. Like, damn, dude, I don't even, you know. But, you know, when you have kids, it's about your kid. So, you know, and that's been many conversations. Of course, we all, you know, we have kids. So that's like the common ground and then the understandings. And I know we've had, yeah, definitely more conversation about, you know, our kids. And mine are 26 and 20. His are obviously a little bit younger. And it seems like yours are younger. I've seen some pictures of cheese and all kinds of stuff. I like it.
Yeah, we try to keep things interesting.
Cat people too.
Yes.
Nice.
We're up to three. We have three cats and two kids.
Nice. I've got one lounging here. I don't know if you can see my little kitty. Hope kitty.
What a sweetheart.
She's in super lounge mode.
Oh, I know my one cat, Macaroni, he's mad at me because usually we're snuggling on the couch right now. And he's like, why are you not on the couch? So
he knows he's missing out.
Yes, he is. Okay. Maybe you know this. What kind of music does Keller listen to?
Keller listens to all kinds of stuff. you know, it's very cool because my son is learning to become a DJ and do raves and that kind of stuff. And so Keller will totally go throw down on that vibe sometime. He is into A to Z as far as music. But definitely putting on a hoodie and going to a rave is something he for sure, I know, fits in sometimes. Yeah, especially when you're traveling and you might get somewhere early. So now you're there, you don't play till tomorrow. Hey, what's going on today? Yes, I know that definitely happens.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's a cool thing because my son and Keller, they have a lot of conversation about the electronical stuff that's definitely above my head. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But a good time I can share with you that dates me back to, I would say back to 95.
Okay.
And when Keller was like the after show after the Grateful Dead concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. There'd be flyers and little things like that getting passed out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I know I want to say the end of the spring tour in 1995, they did like Atlanta and Alabama and Memphis, Tennessee, and then Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. So I do remember that we were going to shows after the Dead shows, and there were some off nights I know where Keller was playing. So those were definitely super fun because there was our whole little like college tribe that was, you know, seeing that kind of stuff. And this was definitely back at the beginning. Those were some of the fond memories, you know, of back then. Yeah.
Awesome.
for sure.
What a great moment. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Those were fun.
So
yeah.
What's it like now, like between you and Keller? Do you guys talk a lot? See each other?
No, we don't see each other a lot, but we do communicate a fair amount, whether mm-hmm. it's quick text, things like that. I know we communicated a little bit today in regards to this Hoograss show tomorrow and just how stoked I was.
Oh,
so yeah, nice. Said hello to say hello kind of thing.
Aww.
So yeah, so Chris awesome. And I actually bought ourselves little VIP seats front row. Right Ooh. Smack in front of these dudes. Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. So super cool, super excited. And they're super nice people because of Keller hanging out with them, made some very nice connections with those guys. Super, super nice. Yeah. So good musicians.
I briefly met a couple of them when they were here. They came to my town. Yeah. I sat right up front and it was a great show. And afterwards I was like, oh, what the heck, you know, I'll just go give it a try. And a couple of them, let me get pictures with them.
Very personable dudes. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super,
they were really
super
nice.
Chill. Yeah.
Yeah. They were just chatting and hanging out. And it was like, you have to go do something and, you know, get ready to go. And they're like, hanging out is awesome.
Yeah. So I shared some of those pictures of when we did kidnap Keller to come to the house.
Yes. Yes. That's
That was like one of the unusual moments in time. You know, that was definitely like, oh my God, no way. You can actually, you'll do this. He was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll do that. So we were super duper stoked. And of course, he didn't then have to stay in a hotel that night. He could stay in the guest bedroom and then actually got a nice massage in the morning and then got his bacon cooked and a fat breakfast. Yeah. So that was amazing. So having that time, which was right before the pandemic, that was definitely the most one-on-one. That was really, really nice.
That's really cool.
And yeah, he's always interested in the kids, which is really nice, you know, always asking how they're doing. And again, just going back to that level of awareness. And he's got the best damn memory of anyone I know, for sure.
Really?
When it comes to names and stories, he will remind details of things. And you're like, what? For real? And you're like, no way, now I remember that. And then all of a sudden it opens that chapter in the back of your brain of something that happened so long ago. Yeah. So he really, it's amazing sometimes that, you know, how sharp
that
he is.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So that's a very cool thing to see that he can hold it together like that. Like, dude, I can't remember that stuff. I'm just names and that alone are good, but like blocks of time they've disappeared. So, so that's really a very nice attribute that, he's sharp. Amazing. Yeah. Oh. He's sharp like that. So yeah, that was the most recent quality time with Ed. We got to, you know, drive back from the Fort Collins show.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Hello. Happy Friday to you. What a beautiful, beautiful spot you got here. Please, please take care of the spot. You know, if not for you, then for me. This is the second time they let me come back. It means the first time wasn't so bad. That's good. Thanks for being here, for real. I love you.
Which is the absolute coolest place. If anyone ever has the opportunity to go to Washington's, a very cool place. And the downstairs VIP thing had pinball machines. So I remember we were all hanging out playing pinball. But yeah, you're able to walk down there sometimes and see that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so then we were able to drive back here, do the hangout, and then drive up to Ned and do the show up at the Caribou Room. And then the pandemic came, and then that was it. And then Michael Fronte played, and he opened up for Michael Fronte at Red Rocks. So all that time went by, no music, and then boom, then there was music again. And so Keller was the last show, and then Keller was the first show. And which was super cool. Definitely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Definitely. About Red Rocks, a good story he shared and showed us. Red Rocks has these stairs that run underneath the entire place. Have you ever been to Red Rocks?
Sadly,
no. You've seen pictures. I'm sure you've seen pictures of all the stone and how it runs up.
Yes.
And so you can take those stairs that run from way back underneath all the way up top to then go to the backstage or go to the soundboard. But this stairwell takes you and runs you up there. And pretty much all the rock stars have signed all their names. So it was like super cool be able to see all that. Yeah. Like there's plaques at Red Rocks that show all the names of the people that have performed there, but These were actual signatures. So we got the cool little tour. Yeah. So that was
so
fun.
Awesome.
And then one of the rare moments where we're hanging out with our friend experiencing music where he wasn't playing music.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, you know, getting to enjoy the music.
Aww.
You know, so that was super cool. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, so you guys just went to a show together and just hung out like two
Well, he opened
lovers.
Up. Yeah, he opened up. And so when he wasn't performing, we then got to chill. Because I think this one was when he opened up for Dark Star Orchestra.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, because the Red Rocks things has been kind of a ritual the last three or four years. Well, minus the 1 year, you know, where he's come and opened up with, whether it was Railroad or Salmon or whatever, some of those guys. Super fun. So yeah, definitely there's been more hangout time in the last 7 years, which has been nice. And seeing his children grow up and seeing these experiences that he's having, you know, especially singing with his girl.
Oh.
Of course, those moments just pull on your heartstrings where you're just like, oh my God. Look at them. Yeah. Like what a dream come true. So yeah, that's super, super cool. Yeah.
So were you guys at each other's wedding?
No, we were not. Yes, we were not.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. There was a block of time where when I was doing UPS and I went probably 7 or 8 years without seeing Keller. When I was in Florida, we were like around the Fort Myers, Bonita Springs, Naples area. And the music situation was just super lame. You know, you could drive north and go do the Suwannee thing, but obviously that was way farther north, you know, to go do something like that. Yeah. There was a long time where I didn't actually see him, you know. So yeah, once we started to see each other again, I know in Chicago before the Fare Thee Well show, he did a thing with like the Dusters and Green Sky at the Chicago Theater. It was the night before that Fare Thee Well thing, the 50-year reunion. So
yeah,
that was cool. Cause I hadn't seen him in a while. I think that was the first time I had seen him, you know, in probably 8 years. Wow. So.
And then I'm sure it just picked right back up like normal.
It did. Nothing. Yeah. It was like never missed a beat. Nothing, you know. So yeah, it was just like back on track. You know,
that's awesome.
That was super cool. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So what kind of funny stories do you have for us? Do you have anything good?
No. Outside of the, there are some, and he did specifically say no. Don't touch on this. Don't touch on that. And I'm like, dude, there's nothing wrong with that story. You know, kind of. but it was, to me, there aren't as many funny stories. There's just been more heart touching, you know, stories.
Aww.
Yeah.
The
electrified time when, you know, we were young and he was 19 and I was 21 and we were driving in that van. There was definitely some very funny experiences. I just don't recall a lot of it. You know, maybe we could squeeze some of it out of him sometime. I'm sure, you know, he remembers a lot more. I mean, like, he shared with me that I then got him a ride back to Virginia, and I'm like, dude, how'd you get home from there? You know, because I remember I went to Florida, and he's like, oh, you don't remember, you hooked me up with one of your taper friends. And I was like, okay, sweet. It's like, I'm glad I helped you out. Like, god, I don't remember any of that.
God. Yeah, so, I'm glad you didn't leave him stranded.
Yeah, no. He was always independent. The funny thing was, wherever we went, he was then sleeping in a tent and, you know, sleeping somewhere else. Obviously when we were driving on the road, we were, you know, just driving on the road and kind of kicking it. But yeah, I remember that he was always, you know, just doing his thing. Very adventurous. Yes, for sure. You know, but that was a very different adventurous time where you could get away with that stuff and not be so policed.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So those were definitely good times to be able to reference and thankful for those experiences for sure. So yeah, I don't have a lot of good, juicy, funny stories.
Had some great ones, to be honest.
Okay. Excellent.
Do you think any of your experiences with Keller inspired any of his songs?
No, I would say that. I mean, we were at Alpine together and Deer Creek and RFK and all that stuff, but he has had so many experiences and he's very versed to, you know, then put this together as we see what he does with his music, which is so magical, you know, putting it together. Because my son, who tries to then do that, he'll watch Keller and he'll just be like blown away. Yeah, because he's doing more of a techno vibe. You know, it's a little different.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
which is very cool.
Yeah. Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited that we have had the opportunity to, you know, see each other as much as we've have, and mm-hmm. that he's always, you know, able to make the time, you know, to come say hello, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, oh, that's awesome. Oh, I do have another question. even though I typed up all these questions, I still had more in here. What's your favorite Keller album?
My favorite album, which is the one that he did with Cheese? Is that the Breathe stuff? Then I breathe. Okay, I think I really like that one. You know, it's terrible that I am terrible with the names of some of his songs. I have seen Keller the most after the Grateful Dead. I've seen Keller. And mm-hmm. my memory of his songs, I just know that was such an awesome launching time that really shifted, you know, things and sped things along, mm-hmm. you know, as far as his career, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was his connection with those guys. And I don't know the stories of all that stuff. But mm-hmm. I know definitely they assisted, you know, just knowing people and him opening for them and just the whole connecting of people. But yeah, it is the best feeling in the world.
So, nice.
Yeah, I definitely. Yeah, aww. I think that is a good time. That's what I really like. I really like just some of his. Have you ever listened to Michael Hedges?
I've listened to some. Yeah.
Okay. So if you listen to Aerial Bounds, and he even makes comment dedicating, you know, a song to Michael Hedges. Mm-hmm. I think it's called "Not From This Planet." Maybe. Systematic interpretation shows would never last. Something earth, yeah. like that, Not of This Earth. And yeah, that was, I know, an inspiring individual as far as Keller and his style of play. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it. It's just mind blowing to watch like Michael Hedges and know what Keller does and mm-hmm. some, you know, yeah. on top of and more. And it's mm-hmm. just like, wow.
Yeah.
So
it's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if anyone doesn't know about Michael Hedges, they need to check him out.
Yep. Yep.
For sure. For sure. So where do you live?
I live in Altoona, PA. So I'm about, I guess, between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. Like on the western side.
So do you get music there or do you have to drive to it?
I have to drive pretty far for it. Usually Pittsburgh is the closest. I've seen Keller a couple times up in State College. It's about 40 minutes for me. So that's not too bad. But yeah, I usually go to like Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, and it's usually nice. A good 2-hour drive for me. So.
Excellent.
But nice. Yeah, I don't really do any shows besides Keller. Like I'm.
That's so just amazing. Amazing. Like you guys are amazing. That's all I can say. You are such a particular species of individual that vibrates at a certain level that is just so amazing and awesome. I am just, when I look at some of this stuff and I just see and feel the love, it's right? like, you guys are for real, like legit,
it's
definitely.
Crazy.
It is just, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It is
mm-hmm.
so cool. Yeah.
I'm finally like living my dreams. Like I've always wanted a Keller podcast. I've always wanted to talk to Keller's friends. You know, it's like I spent New Year's Eve with him and like, you know, like shortly after the New Year's rang, like I got to like hang out outside with them and it was like a dream come true. So it's like, because of this community, because they empower me, it's like they're behind me, they're supportive. Having that support, it makes you feel invincible. It's like I can do anything.
Absolutely. And it's the more amazing. Connected we feel, the better. It's important mm-hmm. during these times,
yeah,
that we stay connected.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. It's all because of Keller's music, like the love that he puts in each song. It's like you feel it, and that connected us. Oh,
right. And just how real it is, whether it's an experience he had, you know, mm-hmm. talking about the Glock. I stuffed 2 Calvin Klein suits into my backpack. I forgot about my Glock. Or an experience someone else had, you know, mm-hmm. and they shared the story. Mm-hmm. It's so real, you know, these are things that really happen that yep. then get turned into these awesome songs that we sing in our houses and do our thing. And Yeah, it's like, it's really cool.
Yes, it
definitely.
Is.
Definitely. Definitely.
Alrighty, sir. I think I've asked every single question I can possibly think of. So
I don't have anything more to offer at this time. I do have lots and lots of like video footage and shots of shows that I keep finding that I can definitely keep contributing to the world.
Oh, please do. Because we eat that shit up. We love it.
For sure. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited to hang out with my new friend Chris tomorrow. Saturday. So obviously we'll keep you posted.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to someday going to see Keller with you at Red Rocks.
Oh, absolutely. Or even somewhere on the East Coast, because we have family all up and down the East Coast. So
that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So whether it's in Jersey or Florida, or we have family in Maine. I mean, it's New York. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So stranger things happen.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it was really nice talking with you.
Yes. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Absolutely.
And tell Keller I said hi.
And I did in the past, and he said hello to you guys.
Oh, so,
all right. Awesome. Take care. Right.
Have a good night.
Talk soon. You too. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Like I said, it was a good interview. For today's random Keller jam, I decided to use the song Tribe because at one point in the interview, Joe mentions that he was with his tribe when he was with Keller. And I thought, that's a good song. I'll see what I can find. So I was looking and listening to a bunch of different versions of Tribe that exist out there on archive. And holy moly, I found this one. And I was like, well, here it is. This is the one. I'm a sucker for the djembe. So anytime I find a djembe version of the song, you know I'm in. So when the drums started going, I was like, oh boy. It's almost like a weird haunting version of the song. It's ethereal almost. It kind of gives you goosebumps. I mean, okay. Not that it's creepy, but it's such a different version that it gives you a different vibe, but it's still pretty awesome. So please enjoy that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go smoke pot and watch the movie Encanto for the 10 millionth time. Peace, love, and K-Dub.
Give to me your energy, and I subscribe to your vibe. Give to me your energy, and I subscribe to your vibe. Such a strong appeal to your sense of feel. Give to me your energy, and I subscribe to your vibe. Give it to me, your energy. Can I join your tribe? Can I join your tribe? Mold it, paint it, shape it, play. Do your thing is what I say. Mold it, paint it, shape it, play. Can I be your thing? Such a strong appeal to your sense of feel. Mold it, paint it, shape it, play. Do your thing is what I say. Mold it, paint it, shape it, play. Mold it, paint it, shape it, play. Can I be your thing? gives me your energy. And I subscribe to your vibe. Give it to me, your energy. Can I join your tribe? Can I join your tribe? Can I join your tribe? Can I join your tribe?